Sideways Productions podcast, brought to you by Native Audio.
Just let this simmer a little bit. Is cooking. Just take it in.
It's so epic.
I'm like 15 again. People's elbow.
Does this just make you walk funny if you listen to it? You know, walk like him.
Yeah, slow down.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Here we go.
And do the arm raise thing.
Yeah, what's it again? What is he doing? It's the one arm up.
Yeah.
Wait, here we go. My arm's in the air.
It was.
I'm not sure if any of the fans out there have heard this, but The Rock is going to be Hercules, an upcoming film in 2013. How do we feel?
I feel like, I might have to watch it.
It's actually reported that it's going to be an adaptation of the popular graphic novel.
Hmm.
So, yeah. More 300-y.
That makes it really cool.
So, it's going to be really stylized and really cool. This is newsworthy here because that time frame directly interferes with what is presumed to be his big stretch in the WWE. So, he's going back.
Oh, yeah.
Hey!
Yeah, so it says here.
I thought he was back.
There's still no scheduled television return date, but we know that he'll have a match for the WWE Championship at the Royal Rumble.
Is that shit still going?
Yeah, at the Royal Rumble.
Oh, my God.
So
I thought everyone's about MMA now.
No, Alan
like
still watches.
Like actual fighting.
Yeah, well, I used to have to watch it for work, eh? There's what, they had TNA, Raw, SmackDown, and all those came through.
Yeah.
But now I'm getting more into MMA.
Yeah,
actually went to a live event with Isaiah. Got some free tickets.
How was that? Like, were they really amateur?
Yeah. Oh, it was actually South Africa versus New Zealand.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
And then they did the national anthems and stuff. Hmm. And then all the audience, all the Maoris in the crowd got up and started doing a haka at the South Africans.
Okay.
And the South African guys were punching the cages and stuff, going, bring it. And all the Maoris and all the Kiwis were like...
Were there any finishes or...
What do you mean?
Oh, like knockouts or submissions? Or?
Oh, there were most of them.
What?
Oh, yeah, only like true. Two of the fights actually finished. And the main guy in the main event, he was a big someone dude, fighting this real skinny, real tall, lanky South African dude. And the South African dude put him in, as a rear naked chokehold?
Yeah. Probably.
And then, I didn't know this, but when you get put to sleep, your body twitches.
Oh, yeah.
And it just started, he started flopping around on the ground. And it wasn't until after he got put to sleep that they actually ended it. It wasn't like...
So the ref was useless.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's it. Like, what is it? You have to tap out, and if you don't tap out, if you do tap out, you're a bitch, and if you don't tap out, you die. Like, you go unconscious.
Yeah. There was this news story about these kids that did it, and his brother, killed his brother.
Well, hold on.
About this guy who killed his brother, these
what,
kids.
He put him to sleep, or?
Yeah, the guy didn't tap out, he was trying to be tough, and then he ended up
Are you serious?
Him. Yeah.
And they thought Power Rangers was deadly.
Yeah, like, that's why, one of the experts had to put up a YouTube clip about this is how you do it properly. And as soon as you can feel like your head about to, black out, it's just meant to stop it, eh?
Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah.
I remember that, Alan, Power Rangers being dangerous. Yeah. I remember our teachers going, don't play Power Rangers in the playground. And,
I remember that as well. So we used to go down to the back of the field where the magic mushies were underneath the...
Yeah.
And teachers were always, trying to find us. I can't even remember what the Power Rangers were.
That show is so funny, eh? Because, all the goons... They're just useless.
Yeah.
Is that 50 of them?
There was one Power Ranger I always liked to be. Was there a blue one?
Yeah.
The red one was.
Red
one,
wasn't
it? Oh, no, there's the black one.
Oh, yeah.
The special black one.
Did they turn into some sort of massive
machine?
Yeah.
Dinosaur thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it called? No, not Megatron.
No. Wrong program.
Actually, I want to bring it back to Hercules again.
Bring it back.
I was thinking about this the other day. What if you could have a Greek name, like back in the day, like Hercules style name? What would you have if you could make it up? Mine would be, because I invented my
Every
own
time.
One. I invented my own one.
What?
I thought it'd be Fantastocles.
Okay, that's a good question.
You could call yourself Ben Testicles.
I don't know why, but I was thinking Burpules.
Burpules, wow. That's awesome.
What about yours, Adam, off the top of your head?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it.
Would you be a demigod?
What? Is that half human, half god?
Yeah.
What? I'm already that, though, so.
Oh, that's good.
But, what power would you want?
Because
Hercules is mega strong.
Mega Airs.
Yeah. Probably Mega Speed or...
Speed. I could have said something racist there, but I won't.
Why not? Because you're racist and you're trying to hide it.
Secretly related to Paul Henry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What would your superpower be?
Mine? Mind control.
Boop Yuli's a super mind control freak.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't thought about it properly.
I always thought flying would be a good one, but then I thought if you're flying really fast, you'd get real cold and your eyes would hurt.
No, that would be cool. That's why you got to make yourself a suit.
Yeah.
Do some Spider-Man.
But back in the day with Hercules era, I doubt you could just get a full leather suit.
So hold on. Let's go back. You thought flying would be bad because your eyes would get cold because you go too fast. You actually thought about it like that. Oh, my God.
Well, we watched that movie that Ben gave me. What was it?
What was it? What?
But the documentary one about the guys that found the alien thing and then they could fly and their superpowers again.
What?
Do you know the one I mean?
Yeah, I've completely forgot what it's called.
It was two words in the title, didn't it?
What are you doing to me?
What is this?
You know the one with the teenagers who get those powers from finding that thing in the hole in the ground?
Oh, Animorphs?
No. This is so stupid.
What are we, 15 again?
What is this? What are we talking
about? Do you remember Goosebumps?
Oh, what are you
kidding me? Oh, come on, let's go.
But all you guys are listening, you probably think we're dickheads for not remembering the title of this film.
Yeah, but they wore like massive jackets and like two pairs of pants and gloves and goggles and and earmuffs so they could fly real high in the air.
This is killing me now. Remembering the title.
We might come back to it if we remember and not get sidetracked.
Damn it.
Sideways.
Last week we're talking about the elections, and now I've got that Obama speech remix by Tom from The Office.
Yes, man.
And Adam hadn't heard it, and it was the first time I'd heard it when I tried finding it, but they did quite a few, and this is the one I could find.
I believe we can keep the promise of our founding. The idea that if you're willing to work hard,
epic,
it doesn't matter who you are, or where you come from, or what you look like, or where you love. It doesn't matter whether you're black or white, or Hispanic, or Asian, or Native American, or young or old, or rich or poor, able, disabled, gay or straight. You can make it here in America if you're willing to try.
I haven't actually heard that one.
Oh, you haven't?
We're not as cynical as the pundits believe. We are greater than the sum of our individual ambitions, and we remain more than a collection of red states and blue states. We are and forever will be the United States of America. And together, with your help and God's grace, we will continue our journey forward and remind the world just why it is that we live in the greatest nation on earth.
That's cool.
How cool is that?
Wow. I just got shivers. No goosebumps?
You actually get excited, eh, when you hear
that?
Shivers and goosebumps.
I remember I was watching that speech, man. It went on for seemed like forever. But you never got bored of it because it just kept enticing you.
How long
and
was
it? We're not even from America, and that gets you excited.
Yeah.
Mm. And we got excited about the election as well.
Wow.
Biggest country, you know.
Hmm. Actually, there was another Obama-related thing that came up this week that I found.
Mm.
And it says, this is the headline I found. Woman fired over racist anti-Obama Facebook post. And this is a bit of the article. A California woman is being investigated by the Secret Service after posting a racist comment on Facebook about President Barack Obama that also referred to his assassination. Denise Helms was apparently unaware when she posted the statement that threats against the President of the United States was a felony punishable by 5 years imprisonment. So I actually got that bit of audio here as well, so let's play that.
I didn't think it'd be that big of a deal. But the Secret Service does. The federal agency now aware of this Turlock woman because of her Facebook post following President Obama's re-election. Quote, another 4 years of this N-word. Maybe he'll get assassinated this term.
He's done absolutely nothing for this country.
It's quickly made the rounds on Facebook, and while Denise Helms removed it from her wall, she's not about to apologize.
The assassination part is kind of harsh, and I don't, like, I'm not saying, like, I would go do that or anything like that by any means, but if it was to happen, I don't think I would care one bit.
Whoa. What? Whoa. Really, wouldn't bug you if someone assassinated the president?
Well, it's not something I would dwell on, no.
What
it's
the
not something like I would be
person?
Upset about, no.
Just a random
The Secret Service is aware of
California.
Holmes' comments. I spoke with the D.C. Bureau. They said all the threats are taken seriously. Investigations are
so
conducted, but
now.
Would not comment further on this case. For her part, Helms doesn't consider her words threatening.
Okay, but what did I do wrong? What are they gonna... That's fine. If they want to, then
ruined,
like, I don't understand
woman.
What I did
She doesn't deserve
wrong.
Any attention.
Helms
yeah.
also
she's
went on to clarify that while she did use the N-word,
stupid.
She's not racist. She has many friends from many different nationalities. So you equate the president with the N-word?
That doesn't matter.
Sure.
While Helms most likely will not get in trouble for this post, she could. If the federal government perceives this as a real credible threat, threatening the president is a Class D felony, and that is no laughing matter.
Ridiculous,
well,
eh? Thoughts?
I'm disappointed that they're
taking
it so seriously, because she's so young and
giving
naive.
Giving
her
airtime,
and,
eh?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's stupid what she's saying, but that's her parents should be able to...
But one thing
that
confuses me, there's the Bill of Rights which gives you freedom of speech. That was freedom of speech, but she can get put in prison for 5 years?
But it's to do with the threat of assassination or something.
Yeah.
Because that's against the law or something.
Because I don't think she threatened him, though. I think she said, I hope he gets assassinated. But I guess that is still a felony.
Is that what she actually said? I didn't miss that bit.
Well, she said...
I just heard the part where she said she wouldn't care.
She needs to learn a lesson anyways, though. Yeah. Like, you can't say that kind of stuff, really.
No, it is wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember that title of the film, by the way.
What was it?
Chronicle.
Oh, Chronicle.
I haven't seen that.
You should watch it.
Yeah, it's all right.
Sideways Productions.
Also this week, we got sent a message about... about the podcast, and I've forwarded the email to... Adam, and he's actually going to read it because it's actually about the sound of this podcast. So I think you should open up that email, Adam, and give it a read and read it out loud. Read it out loud.
So he hasn't actually read it before, right?
No, this is the first time. And it's the first time Ben's heard it.
Can't believe you're doing this to me. Okay.
He's sweating. Look at him.
He's actually feeling sick because he doesn't know what it says.
Yeah, you don't know what you put, this pressure you put me under.
I think we needed music.
Noises and
music.
Yeah, just play some music underneath it so we can kind of get the feel for it.
Okay.
It's probably gonna play Gangnam Style. just keep it low.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Read it out loud, nice and clear.
I need to stop this shit.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
We need that Law and Order type. Bring, bring.
Dear Sideways, your Star Wars knowledge was poor. Oh my fuck.
Yeah.
And you need more sound effects, such as drum rolls. No, I can't talk like this. Actually, two drum rolls. One build-up, one and another that just goes, ba-dum-dum-ch, ba-dum-dum-ch. Okay, hold on.
Awesome.
Hold on.
Yes.
Looking forward to reading this next line.
Okay, so we've got that. When someone makes a joke and wah, 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 wah. For when the joke falls flat and a whip noise, because why the fuck not?
Okay.
And while you're there, have a few punching noises. Also another, this guy's grammar. Like a crowd laughing or cheering. Oh, and a crowd gasping noise for when some big thing... God. For when something big is revealed. And more crowd noises. A few different levels of cheering. Oh, and you should have yeah or nah buttons for when you do the yeah or nah game.
I agree with that last one. That's quite cool.
So it's so much easier said than done, though. Like, it's so easy to criticize, but okay.
What?
They're still going.
I'm going to have to charge you 10 cents for coming out with all these great ideas.
Oh, okay.
Are you serious?
Do you have a joke sound effect after
then that? Read the next one. Read the next line.
Just tell Adam what jolly good fun it'll be But Alan, you have to say it in an English accent. Regards,
don't say his name.
Okay. Anonymous.
Okay, I'm gonna say.
What do you have to say in English?
Oh, Adam, it'll be jolly good fun. What's that?
That was Irish, man.
It'll be jolly good fun, Adam. Adam.
Where's your pot of gold?
So, what are your thoughts on that, Adam?
First of all, I can't really. It was so hard to read. There's like not one comma in here, no full stops.
Is it all capitals?
It's just like a big fart of words.
You need a fart noise there because he's just said fart. So you need a,
I don't know. It's. I think it's like I take a lot of it. Actually, it's quite. Yeah, it's good. Good stuff to read because it's always good to get feedback. It's just difficult. In my situation, because I have, I don't know, no one can see what I've got, but I have a lot to look after, which is probably good to maybe suggest if anyone's interested in helping out or something.
Yeah, Adam needs a little gremlin that gets him coffee and gives him Red Bull and, you know,
or just like
get him to sing you songs and stuff. That'd be quite cool.
Massages.
It's really hard to do that, like to do all that shit when, you know, you're trying to stay in the conversation. Because as soon as I think of the sound effects, I completely miss what you guys are talking about. It's good to read this stuff.
Actually, I Instagrammed a photo before. So if you go to Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, you'll see what Adam does.
Is there a hashtag for it? Is the hashtag the man? Or
I did
boss? Boss?
I did hashtag like from bulls.
So. From bulls. That's the other thing, right? Like, you got to respect that. I've come from a small town where most people are just happy to, you know, walk down to the dairy, get some milk.
Adam's in his 20s and he hasn't got a kid yet. So everyone from Bulls is proud of him.
Yes.
Because he's responsible. Man.
Responsible.
Okay, we'll end it there before any more.
I think I was a bit harsh with reading that. And, it's hard. It's hard to take criticism at first. But no, I appreciate what this person, listeners, said. Hmm. It's cool just having a listener anyways. like, I feel like I'm, I don't know. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, yeah, no, I'll take all of that in. And, all I can say is it's hard work doing this side. You guys are cool because you get to sit there and
drink
your Red Bulls and have your phones beeping in the background and shit.
But we may, we should, I do like the you and our button thing.
Yeah, no, hard. All of that's actually really good suggestions.
Okay.
Okay. Except for that fucking 10 cents shit. Like what? 10 cents for each idea. Okay.
So how much do we owe?
I mean, he's right. It's a joke, obviously. Yeah, 10 cents. Sideways.
Okay, now, moans of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Who wants to go first?
Moan of the week. Well, okay.
I'll go last.
Good segue.
I'll go last.
From
again.
A moan to a moan.
I think I've got one.
Okay.
It's actually a bit of a bitch.
Because
I think it goes in the order of whinge, moan, and bitch. Yeah. I ran over a baby. what happened was I was editing the short film we're doing for Tropfest, and I was on Wi-Fi at work on my phone, and I got home and Vodafone sent me a text saying you've used 80% of your data, and I've got a 3 gig plan. So I don't know. That was awesome. And I don't know how I used... I don't know how I used that. What is that, 2.4 gig? Something like that?
Were you like downloading updates in the background and stuff?
No, even if I was, how did I use...
All the porn he watches.
Did you turn it off, like your 3G?
It just goes to my Wi-Fi. And so I got home, and then it was at like 12:30, I got that message, and then I woke up in the morning, and got another message at 2:30 in the morning saying, I've used 100% of my data. So I called them up and said, this is wrong, and they said, well... It's actually, you've used the data. And I was like, is there anything in your thing there? Because it's got a breakdown of how much data I've used.
Yeah.
Does it indicate I've used 600 meg from 12:30 to 2 in the morning? And they said, oh, no. And I was like, oh, can you give me my data back? Oh, no, because you used the data. I was like, but I haven't used the data.
There's no proof.
How did I use it in my sleep? And he's like, well, you probably must have been downloading in the background. And I was like, but on the breakdown there that you've got, does it say I've used 600 meg? He's like, oh, no. And I was like, is there anything I can do? So he put me on hold and spoke to a supervisor, came back and said, no, we can't do anything. We can't do anything until you're billing at the end of the month.
Who are you with, sorry?
Vodafone.
You've got to change, right?
2 degrees.
Two degrees. We're all on 2 degrees.
Oh, fuck. Which one? So now I'm the one that doesn't belong.
This is like Sesame Street.
But yeah, I don't know how I used that data, and they wouldn't help me. So he came back and said, "Oh, end of the month, we'll check out your bill and check out the breakdown." And I was like, "But you've got the breakdown on your computer, and it says
which
I haven't
is
used
nothing."
It. Yeah. And so then he went and spoke to another supervisor and said, "Oh, we can't help you." And then I said, "Oh, okay, hold on. So there's no indication I've used the 600 meg. You can't help me. I have to wait till the end of the month, go another 2 weeks without any data or 3G, and not even guaranteed I'm going to get that data back." And he goes, "Yes, that's correct, sir."
Sounds like they're too busy being Vodafone ninjas or something.
So what I did, I was being a little bit sneaky, and I hung up, and then after the call, not in the middle of the conversation, because that'd be rude. And then I called back up, and then some Indian dude answered and was like, hello. And I was like, "Oh, how can I help?" And I said, "Well, the dude I just spoke to 5 minutes ago was useless. I hope you're better." Told him the thing, and he goes, "Well, I'll give you 100 megs of data, and I'll get back to you tomorrow." And I was like, "Okay, sweet." So I hung up the phone, and turns out my 3G is still not working, and he never called me back when he said he would.
Okay.
Empty promises. That's all Vodafone is. Empty promises.
Come on, Vodafone.
And, yeah, and I'm glad I've kind of got that out. I was...
You just needed to...
vent.
Maybe you have, like, ghosts in your room, and they, like, you know, grab your phone and
that's probably
start
it.
Looking at ghost porn.
We found the
answer. I've actually got another update as well. The parking building that speaks Asian from the thing, it hasn't changed. It still speaks Chinese. So...
did you send them your letter?
No wonder there's so many cars locked in there at 11 o'clock because you can't get out after 10.
I think you need to get your Obama on.
I need to do the...
go for it, Alan.
The hand in the ear.
Do the fisting.
Yep. Anyway, that's my moan.
Okay. Do you have a moan, Adam?
I don't want to start because I feel like it's something, once you start it, you just don't know where you stop.
Well, if you don't want to, you don't want to. But
I'll just jump into my semi-moan.
Yeah, cool.
Do you always have some sort of other type of moan? Like, was it?
He doesn't understand what a moan is.
You had the you had the anti-moan.
Yeah, and now I've got a semi-moan.
Semi-moan. I love this guy.
Ben's got a semi.
So you know the whole Coke marketing thing about the whole name?
Yeah.
Thing on the bottles?
Yeah.
What's the point of it?
I don't know.
So you meant to find one that's got your name?
Yeah.
Or someone else's name that you want to drink with?
No, it's actually a really clever way of selling more Coke.
Yeah, exactly.
It's worked, and it's funny because it's apparently a lot of people are up in arms because kids it's actually targeting children a lot better than adults, so the demographic that's getting affected by it is young people.
But so I mean, what do you get out of it though?
Well, no, it's not what you get out of it. Yeah. it's like buy this.
But like, what are the kids thinking? And get one with my name on it, take a photo, put it on Facebook.
Yeah, it hits a nerve in them. They're like, "I can't not buy it." It does work. It's genius.
Because it's all
some
about
Don Draper shit.
Yeah, like the main thing they're trying to do is get
you love Matthew.
I do.
Like they're trying to get people to drink a Coke with like people that they're not with. You know, it's like share a Coke with Steven, and you haven't seen Steven for a while, so you buy the Coke and think of him.
What is that actually? What?
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do. I'm pretty sure.
Why doesn't just get one with your name on it rather than have a drink with Steve?
That's what they're saying. Share a drink with, share a Coke with.
I haven't bought a Coke in ages.
Neither.
Another thing, I don't want to buy Coke that doesn't have my name on it because it just seems weird.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I just don't.
I'm not going to buy one that says.
Well, it's not going to work for us, is it?
Like Julie. Remember
when we were at that cafe the other day after we did the podcast here? And I saw two little kids with the massive V. You know, have you seen the new ones with the screw top?
The one
that was in the edit suite.
Yeah.
710, is it?
Yeah, 710. And on the side of it, it says, "Do not exceed two standard Vs," or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And that's 2.5 or 3.
So they had one each?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Holy.
It's ridiculous. But I love V, but I just couldn't.
Yeah.
Captain Planet won't be happy, eh?
No.
Poor guy with his mullet.
I don't even drink those big ones.
No.
Sideways Productions.
And I've got another, some more internet stuff. There was...
internet.
You know, there's a dating site called eHarmony that I just found out about. Not by going on there, but...
just found out about it in your bookmark.
There was... they put up internet dating videos to like, you know, to kind of give a little profile about themselves. And there was this one... that's now got this one video on YouTube from eHarmony. It's got 23 million views.
Holy!
So, what? And you have to listen to this. This chick talking about herself. This cute little blonde chick.
Oh,
Hello, my name is Debbie. This is my first attempt. Oops. At a eHarmony video. This is my first time at online dating, so I'm nervous, but I'm excited at the same time.
Sounds like us.
So I'm just gonna start talking about what I like and hope I get some replies. So I am a recent MBA grad from Villanova. I love cats.
Do you have a cat sound effect?
Sorry, I'm getting emotional. I love cats. I love every kind of cat.
Nice.
Sorry, I just I really love cats.
Oh my
and
god!
I just want to hug all of them, but I can't because that's crazy. I can't hug every cat. But I just want to. I want to.
Yes, I was waiting for that.
I'm sorry. This. I get anytime I hear cat, I just I love cats.
Whoa! She's like allergic.
I want to cry. So anyway, I am a cat lover, and I love to run.
That's random.
I'm sorry, I'm thinking about cats again.
Holy. What a special girl.
I think about how many don't have a home, and how I should have them. Whoa. And how cute they are, and their ears, and the whiskers, and the nose. I just love them, and I want them, and I want them in a basket, and I want little bow ties. I want them to be on a rainbow, and just in my bed, and I just want a house full of them, and I just want us to roll around.
So did you reply to her, Alex?
I can't.
We're meeting up on Tuesday.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so that explains why she's needing that service, right? That website.
Yeah. That is insane. That's what the cat lady from The Simpsons was like before she went crazy.
Reminded me of like a cartoon, eh?
That's brilliant.
That is ridiculous. Sideways.
John! Brian John!
Finding John with Sideways.
Still on the search for a John.
Hello?
Hi, is...
Yeah?
Is this John?
No, you got the wrong number.
What's your name? Who is this?
No, it's John here.
It's John. John?
No, what the John?
Who is this?
What the John? Who are you?
Hey, Michael. Michael.
Yeah.
Michael, come here, please.
What's happening?
Michael, I want...
She hung up the phone and no more conversations happening at the time period. Can we just call Isaiah so I can talk to someone? That really doesn't prove that I'm not racist.
Calling the Iceman.
It's funny, his email was Ice V Unit.
Iceman.
You gonna distort my voice?
Hello?
Yo! Is this Isaiah?
Yeah, not speaking.
This is God.
Oh, hi, God.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
What are you up to?
Gee, I'm just like searching for some fabric, AG. I'm in the Emporium.
Oh, hey! What sort of fabric you after, bro?
Fuck, just any fabric, eh? Just to cover my face,
Oh, true, like a Muslim chick, yeah.
Oh, yeah, kind of like that, but more like ninja styles, eh?
But you're a little bit more brown now.
Yeah, because hide the brown, because I need to when I go into the bank.
Yeah, bro, they think you a thief. They will fucking, like, escort you out of the building, bro.
We were just trying to find a John and, failed, so...
Thought I would call you to see what you're up to.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sweet. Like, I can so understand you when your voice changes, too.
Oh, true. That's pretty cool, eh? What colour fabric you getting?
Fuck, I don't know. I'm just going to try and make up a Bane mask, eh? That's what I'm up to.
Oh, true. Oh, hey.
Hard.
Fabric. Adam Perry. Audio wizard.
Huh?
Anyway, we'll catch you up, bro. We'll see you tomorrow, bro. We'll talk to you later.
Oh, you bloody clowns. Alright, see you.
Love you.
Love you. Holy shit, that was cool.
Woohoo! Yes.
That kind of worked.
Sideways Productions.
Yes!
Oh! No!
Yeah or nah?
Yeah or nah?
Yeah! Nah!
Yeah!
Or nah!
Off to Europe again.
Okay, pen and paper at the ready.
Cool. Bonjour. Bonjour.
Buongiorno, Mr. Perry.
Merci. Merci.
Would you like a cappuccino?
What?
Let's just get recap on the score. Adam 1, Ben 0, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see if Adam can take this one out.
Woohoo!
Or is Ben going to make a comeback? Okay. Okay, so... Number one, it was once illegal to slam your car door in Switzerland. Yeah or no?
See, I don't know why you'd make that up, you know? I'm just trying to work this out. Okay.
That's true, eh? Like, why would he... Hmm.
Don't think too hard. You just got to go with the gut instinct, Adam.
All right.
What did you say last week? Got to use willpower?
Well, I willed the right answer.
I'm just letting my mind grips go crazy.
I willed.
Okay. In Virginia, there's a law that states that chickens cannot lay eggs before 8 a.m. and must be done before 4 p.m.
No.
Hmm.
How do they, like, enforce that? They go to every chicken farm.
I assume they get a fine. If it's true, Ben.
Yeah.
If it's a year.
I turned my... And now I can't say what I'm doing.
Secret answers.
Yeah, sweet.
Ready for number three?
Yes.
There's a spider in Brazil whose bite can cause an erection that lasts for hours.
I know this one.
But
You know this one, eh? Oh, that kind of just gives it away.
Maybe I'm doing but he some may know bluffing. About, maybe I'm bluffing right here.
But he may know about the spider in Egypt.
Mm.
But is there one in Brazil?
Okay, sweet.
Oh, what? Really?
So
he changes the country. False.
Did I?
I don't know. Did he?
Is there a spider that does it? We'll find out soon. Keep listening and you'll find out.
After the break. No.
Okay.
We should do that.
Number four.
Have one of those YouTube ads between.
Yeah. Was it the spray and walk away one? Was it?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, a truck crammed with 500 cats was intercepted on the way to multiple restaurants in eastern China.
What do you mean, intercepted?
Well, they found out that there were...
500 cats.
Mm. A truck crammed with 500 cats was intercepted on the way to multiple restaurants.
Imagine if that girl heard that.
Yeah,
she'd be like... She cries if she says cat. Imagine what she thinks about you saying what you just said.
Okay, cool.
She goes super sad.
Is that it, or is there one more?
One more.
Yeah.
It's only number four, Ben.
Ooh.
I lose track.
I'm just going to pick the last one. I got a couple, yeah? Okay. Golf club employees witnessed a tiger shark drop from the sky and flop around on the 12th tee. Yeah or no?
That sounds... Yeah.
It's so ridiculous that it's probably true. Ben, so put true.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
All right. I like my answers.
Yeah.
Looks pretty good. Pretty confident.
Yeah, I'll save the smack talk till after, I think.
Okay.
True that.
Okay, so number one, it was once illegal to slam your car door in Switzerland, yeah or no? Ben?
Yeah.
Adam, yeah or no?
Yes.
It's true.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Mm.
In Virginia, there's a law that states chickens cannot lay eggs before 8 a.m. It must be done before 4 p.m., yeah or no?
Nah.
I'm going to go yes.
It's true.
Boom.
Okay.
Okay, it's the spider erection?
I said yes.
So, Mr. Allen went and did some tricky work with the country, eh? Like, yeah, there's one in Egypt, but... So I'm going to say nah, but I have heard of this spider, erection penis spider.
So, Ben, true?
I said yes, yeah.
It's true.
Okay. Mm.
I've got two. Ben's got one.
Wait, hold on.
What'd you say for that one just then?
Nah.
Yeah, I said yeah, so I got that
And you
one.
Got that right.
Yeah, so I've got two right.
Yeah, it's two all.
Yeah,
oh,
two
yeah,
all.
True.
Yeah, you're confusing me, and I was taking the score. I was like, what the hell? Okay, a truck crammed with 500 cats was intercepted on the way to multiple restaurants.
I said nah.
Ben, nah. Adam?
I'm going to go yes.
It's true.
Oh yeah.
It's a 3-2.
Yep. Oh, here we go. Golf club employees witnessed a tiger shark drop from the sky and flop around on the 12th tee. Yeah or no?
I said, oh, damn it. I feel bad about my answer now. Oh, I said no.
Adam?
Yes.
Drum roll now.
Damn it. Fuck.
True.
Yeah! Drinks are on me.
I was trying to be tricky again.
Woohoo! Like. Now explain that one.
So what was the final score? 2.
It was 4-2.
Fuck. I give up.
Hiding.
Yeah, a tiger shark just dropped from the sky. It was being carried by birds, and it just started flopping around on the tee.
Holy shit.
So what ones did you make up?
I didn't make up any of them.
Yeah, they were all true.
Yeah, they're all true, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah,
just trying to work out your pattern.
Yeah, there's no pattern. You can't overthink you or no. It just happens. You just let it happen.
Words of advice.
You just
from
get
Alan.
Taken to Europe by the music, you chill out, and you just say yeah or no. That's how
Sideways.
So last week we ended up talking about, was it, contraception and all sorts of stuff. Trying to, you know. Trying to help people.
Mangoes.
I was thinking we could do some sort of little motivational comment.
Okay.
So Ben, you had one.
Oh yeah. Okay. Don't do today what you were meant to do yesterday. Do it tomorrow.
That's not bad.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Think about it.
It's pretty much the worst advice ever. It'll make everybody else successful except for you.
Okay, Adam, do you have one, or should I go for mine?
Yeah, go over yours, bro.
Okay. You cannot plough a field by turning it over in your mind. How's that?
Okay.
Hey, it means you got to do.
Yeah.
Hey, just do it physically.
Just I have a random fact.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
It's one of my favorites when I found out about it. So there's this shrimp. It's called a pistol shrimp. Have you heard of it?
No.
And it has the ability to move its claw so fast that it produces a sonic boom underwater.
No way.
And it reaches temperatures hotter than the sun. Fact.
Wow.
Wait, are you or nahing me right now?
No, this is true. This is like one of my most memorable crazy facts that I've learned.
Well, I'm just googling it now on the pad here.
Yeah, pistol shrimp, and it's what it used to stun fish.
What? It stuns fish with this?
Yeah, with its claw. It
sonic boom.
Wa-boom! And
is it like Guile from Street Fighter? Sonic boom!
Actually, it should be on YouTube. Oh, another one. Another animal fact. There's this mole. It has like a hand for a nose. This is how it smells underwater. It blows a bubble and then it sucks that bubble back in, and like that it can use that to smell what's underwater.
That is really insane.
Yeah, it's gross. Like, it looks horrible, but it goes around. It's like a rat, actually. It's a rodent. And yeah, but it's a mole that lives underground, and it swims. It's amazing. And it will just blow out these bubbles, suck it back in, and it can smell whatever it wants to eat, food, whatever.
Do you guys believe in evolution?
I do, man.
What are you dancing?
He's turning into a chicken right now.
Because this is good discussion, right?
But does that mean if you believe in evolution, you can't believe in the Bible?
Well, yeah, pretty much. I mean, like...
Do you reckon there's Christian scientists that believe in
evolution? Yeah, definitely. There's both. Like, there's... people that work in the church that believe in
evolution.
So what
do they believe, that evolution, if it has happened, it only happened in the last 5,000 years or something?
Yeah. Stuff like that.
Have you seen The Tree of Life, Adam?
No.
Oh, you gave that movie to me. I haven't seen it yet.
There's some pretty good stuff about evolution in that.
I just Googled pistol shrimp and says, blowing a blast of water of speed up to 100 kilometers per hour with a temperature of 99,000 Kelvin? Is that right?
Yeah, Kelvins, yeah.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. And then there's another one here that says, the amazing killer pistol shrimp from the sun.
Yeah. You thought I was making it up, eh?
Well, it was a bit far-fetched, but I like the fact you brought it up.
I know next week I'm going to kick ass at you and just say.
You're trying to overanalyze it.
Well,
he is. Because says the man on two.
I'm going to get inside your mind, bro. With my
Inception.
No, with my... what was my Hercules name again?
Oh,
Hercules with my mind control.
Yeah, but what I'll do then is I'll come up with heaps of facts, and then I'll get a mate of mine outside
to
change them in order, and I'll just see them for the first time. Oh my God, another one here. Pistol shrimp, sonic weapon. BBC Wildlife.
Look for that. Oh no, you won't find that mole, but that shit's crazy.
What is it? The mole hand nose beast rodent.
Booger bubble.
Booger bubble.
Booga bubble. Booga 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 booga.
What's that off?
He hasn't even distorted my voice.
Is that
booga 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 booga.
What's that off? Booga booga booga. That's off like a video game or something.
What is?
Is that a Crash Bandicoot? I don't know.
The pistol shrimp.
Right, people, thank you for listening. Oh, you can find us on Twitter. Is it at SidewaysNZ? Like us, follow us, do all that jazz.
Facebook.
Find us on Facebook.
It's just / Sideways Productions.
Yeah, and if you want to email us, admin@sidewaysproductions.co.nz.
Cool.
Laters.
Thank you.
Bye.